All right. Let's move on next to item number two, PR 2024-011315. This is a site plan administrative DFT for a self-storage building at Vista Loop in Central Avenue Southwest. Is the applicant's team here for this application?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, this is Donna with Tierra West.
Hey, good morning, Donna. Could you please briefly go over your request with us?
So this is request is for a DFT site plan. So this is for self-storage in an MXM zone. We did previously get some conditional approvals or conditional use or yeah, conditional use approvals for a self-storage building in this zone, as well as a couple of variances for edge buffers and rear setbacks. So the location is that one that's highlighted there. It's kind of an extension of the existing self-storage unit over to the east on the right-hand side. All of the property, essentially east and to the south of this, is owned by the same applicant. So all of that RMC is also owned by the same applicant. And right now, what we're doing is basically just applying for a site plan. It's a self-storage building. And we've submitted all of our notices of decisions of those variance approval requests. So that's kind of where we are with our submittal. I did go over some of the comments that we received from all of the departments today. So I did notice that we needed to relocate from the water department, that we needed to relocate the fire hydrant connect. And we ended up removing the fire hydrant from the infrastructure list at their request. So we've already updated that one. Also saw from planning that we needed to add a couple of additional notes to our site plan, such as the project number or application number, as well as any all of the variance approval request numbers that we'll go ahead and get added on there. As well as like some store hour requirements based on the zoning that we have. So we'll also make sure to add those onto the site plan as well. There were some comments regarding landscaping in the utility easement, which I believe applied to a water and sewer utility easement. I just wanted to clarify that that easement is a overhead utility P&M easement. And then our trees that we selected in that easement for landscaping are under the 25-foot requirement. In that area, so it would avoid all of the electrical lines. And then we have a lot of code enforcement comments that I do have some questions about. One of them was, well, I'll go over the easy ones first. I think that was just the lighting requirements, which I know that we'll need to address. We're working on the photometric study at the moment, but also mentioned that the lighting detail that we had selected wasn't meeting the cutoff angle, and which I believe is 90 degrees. So we're going to have to select a new lighting detail and then adjust our photometric study based on that. So we are working on that, and we'll continue to work on that. But there was one comment from code enforcement regarding an opaque fence that might be necessary to the east of our parking lot. And as I mentioned, well, this would be because it's an MX zone located right next to RMC. And one of my questions was, since the prop all of that property is owned by the same applicant, and we already did receive, granted it was a landscape edge buffer on that east side, we weren't entirely sure like what the purpose of a like kind of like a 20-foot fence, 20-foot long fence would do, 6 feet right there in terms of really screening the parking lot that we would have. And so we're kind of just questioning if it really needs to be there, as we can't really add any additional other screening with the landscape buffer as we got the variance for it. So I just kind of have a question on like how we should tackle that aspect of the application. And then also just a question in general, just how to, I just wanted to clarify how forestry reviews the tree pellet. Because I usually see that on the planning comments of like clarify or confirm that forestry reviewed the tree pellet, and I'm not entirely sure when that kind of happens, if it's after the submittal, if Parks and Rec submits that to forestry, or kind of where that goes. And then that's kind of a summary.
All right, thanks, Donna. So regarding the screening, I think what we'll need to do is have a follow-up discussion with you and your team and include Jeff Palmer. In this particular case, Anthony Montoya is the lead planner on the project. So include her, include me, and maybe Robert Webb in that correspondence
Okay.
about the question you had about the fencing. Regarding the plant palette and forestry's involvement with that review, Hannah Shea from Parks can perhaps address that when we get to her in with her comments.
No problem.
So, all right, thanks. Anything else to add with this?
No.
Okay, let's go through what DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
I'm Bob Kane with the Water Authority. Donna has answered all our questions, so we have no objection.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Let's go to hydrology next. Anthony?
Thank you. Hydrology does have an approved bathing and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of February 13th of this year, and hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan.
Thanks,
Okay.
Anthony.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to transportation comments next, Sergio.
Number one, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated April 1st, 2025. A traffic scoping form was also received for this, and no TIS was required. No objection. Number two, as a reminder, an approved full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Understood.
All right. Thanks, Fatil. All right. Let's go to code enforcement comments next. Jacob?
Yeah, good morning. This is Jacob speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Although the property is accessed from Westland, the purposes or purposes of this review, we are considering the front lot line to be on central, as per the IDO definition of front lot line, a legal boundary that of a lot that abuts a street. This would also agree with the ZHE determinations regarding the variances on the property. As per IDO 56F1A, parking lot edges, since the parking lot abuts the RMC zone to the east, there is a requirement of a 6-foot-high opaque wall screening the RMC zone from the parking area, as per the neighborhood edge requirements in IDO 5-9D1A. He also adds a note saying he believes that the parking lot edge buffer would still be applicable as it is a different type of buffer than the landscape edge buffer referenced in 56E and addressed by the variance. For light, getting into lighting, for light fixtures per IDO 5AE, General Design and Illumination Standards, light fixture detail sheets show the light fixtures do not meet the required cutoff angle for building mounted and full mounted lighting. Provide a detail sheet of light poles, if any, with height limited as per IDO Table 581. Designation for zone district IDO 58F must show compliance with standards. A note on the plan is not sufficient. Per Table 582, property is designated as an LZ1 light zone as it is adjacent to low density residential development. He's asking to provide a photometric site plan showing how total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements at the property line for the LZ1 light zone, which is no more than 0.1 foot candles at the property line. And then finally, all signage must be submitted for separate permit and meet requirements of IDO 512, Table 5-12-3. And that concludes code enforcement comments.
All right, thanks, Jacob. So, like you were asking about before, Donna, we need to coordinate with Jeff on the 6 foot high opaque wall, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, let's go ahead and just make sure that you reach out, Donna, to me, Jeff, Anthony, and Robert, on that question. And do you have any questions on just lighting requirement comments?
No, no questions
Okay.
on it.
All right. Let's go next to Parks, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. The only one comments that we had was from City Forestry on the tree planting detail. It was just a very minor item. And then on your question on the tree palette, yes, the submittals of the DFT agenda all get reviewed by City Forestry. City Forestry is a division of Parks and Recreation. So we do, all of us, and sometimes Open Space also, they are also a division of Parks and Rec. We all review cases if our comments are relevant. And so they did check the tree palette on this case, and they didn't have any comments on that. Their only comment was on the tree planting detail, so which was pretty minor. So, yeah. Okay, yeah, it was just it's sometimes I get a little confused with I think it's on sometimes it's on planning comments. It's just confirmed that this was reviewed by Forestry, and I'm like, I'm not sure if it's been there yet or not.
Sure.
So, okay,
Yeah.
that's good to know.
Sorry about that. All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
All right, and let's finish up with planning comments. Anthony?
Hi, this is Anthony. Sorry, my screen went away for a second. So I gave you some comments. Add that note to the site plan, which you already acknowledged, Donna, about the hours. And regarding the forestry, I had put that comment mainly to verify that they were okay with those trees, especially since they were beneath the power line. So that was more of a just to be sure. I did send this to PNM and I did not get any comments back from them, just
Okay.
as an FYI. And then just making sure that nothing's encroaching in the public right of way as far as landscaping. And then I think the rest of my comments are more just pertain that like you were compliant with things and then to verify with code enforcement on the lighting. So it looks like that's really the main thing that we have to get across the finish line at this point. I don't see anything else. So,
Right.
and then the
And
fence.
yep. And just one note too, you guys posted your signs yesterday, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I'll give you the same spiel I gave the previous applicant because they posted their signs late. You know, the IDO requires that they be posted for 5 calendar days for administrative applications that require sign posting. So you know, we would not be able to approve or issue a notice of decision on this until next Monday, based upon my calculations, because it would fall on a Saturday. The 5 days would fall on a Saturday. But you know, we need to work these the opaque fence comment out, or sorry, opaque wall comment out with Jeff and code enforcement. So please email Jeff, and hopefully we can get this resolved by next week, because as we explained with the previous project, we're coming back to DFT on November the 6th. And if, and let me double check this on my calendar here, because I think I'm right about this. It's actually November the 5th. I said the 6th. It's actually November the 5th, but it's in 2 weeks. So if you guys can get us a supplemental submittal addressing the comments that we do have by next Wednesday at noon, we can get you on the November 5th DFT agenda and hopefully resolve the remaining comments that we do have. And Donna, do you have, let me just ask you as well, is there an infrastructure list with this project?
Yes, there is.
Okay. And Anthony, we noted the recorded IA requirement, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. That's all I have. So, Donna, do you have any final questions for us?
No, I'll reach out to you, Jeff, Anthony, and Robert regarding the wall. And hopefully we can work on getting those the photometric study updated and
And one
also
thing,
in.
and thank you, Donna. One thing I think we can do for you, if everyone is good with the items on the infrastructure list, I think we can release that for signature. Well, we need the product. So, get
We did
the.
update, one to remove the fire hydrant there. So I could definitely send that in an email right now.
Yeah,
Maybe
please
get that updated.
do. And we'll get that distributed for DFT and city engineer signatures as soon as possible.
Okay.
As soon as we receive the revised infrastructure list.
Will do.
All right. Thanks,
And
Donna.
is that to you and Jacob or?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And copy Anthony too as the lead planner on the project, but Jacob will most likely release it, or I will if he can.
Okay, will do. Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Have a good
Thank you.
one.
You as
Yeah.
well.